Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Every Monday at 8:40, we welcome to the radio broadcast from the Post and Courier. He is a reporter covering Clemson athletics. He is John Blau, joining us here on the show. John, welcome back, big dog. How was Masters weekend for you, partner?
I didn't watch a single minute of it.
Are you anti-golf guy, or were you wrapped up in Clemson sports and you just didn't get a chance?
I mean, a little bit of both. I mean, I remember back in eighth grade, I thought I was going to be Happy Gilmore, and I was really great in eighth grade golf. I remember class just driving the ball, and then I just, you know, lost interest completely. And so don't really care. And then also, a lot of Clemson stuff going on.
Were you in when Tiger, we talked a lot about Tiger and the fact that he stank this weekend, which of course he did. He's almost 50 and broken at this point. Were you like one of the guys that were in it when Tiger was big, and then when Tiger went away, there's not really anybody compelling, so you bailed out?
I think I just liked fake golf again, Happy Gilmore, more than real golf. And it, I don't know. Like, I thought that movie was funny. Tiger was kind of interesting, you know, I think for everyone, obviously a big name, but I never really enjoyed watching actual golf.
Fair enough. John Blau from the Post and Courier covers Clemson athletics, joins us here on Mondays on the Rob Brown Show to check in. Let's jump in with just a quick basketball note, John. We have seen a couple of guys transferring out of Clemson. John Beadle is one. He's on his way over to Boston College. He is not alone. We have seen some other players transfer out. Can you kind of give us some updates on transfers in, transfers out, and how this is being approached and handled by Brad Brownell?
Yeah, so there are a couple of transfers, like you mentioned, Josh Beadle, and also Jack Clark, the sixth-year forward. He also put his name in the transfer portal. Those two weren't all that surprising. I think Beadle only played a combined 4 minutes in the NCAA tournament. Jack Clark was a guy that fit really well this year, but I don't think they necessarily plan to have him back for a seventh year, which he could potentially play because of an injury in one of his earlier seasons. The one surprise was RJ Godfrey, the sophomore forward, played some really big minutes off the bench for Clemson during the NCAA tournament. Really seemed to be coming into his own, but he entered the transfer portal. His dad posted something on Twitter about, you know, the fact that he wasn't going to be starting next year, that might have factored into it. But that still, again, was very surprising, especially with PJ Hall probably leaving. You know, there was definitely some room in the front court for a guy like Godfrey to play a lot. As far as transfers in, I mean, that's still kind of a mystery. We're kind of figuring out who might potentially come and replace, because they'll need plenty of guys. I mean, I think they only have five players currently slated from the roster last year to definitely be playing next year. And you have three incoming freshmen. So that's only eight players. You have a scholarship limit of 13 in men's college basketball. So that's another five guys they could potentially pick up. So Brad Brownell, I think, mentioned in a radio interview recently, shark-infested waters with the transfer portal, with NIL out there. And, you know, they're losing some guys, but obviously they have to kind of get in those waters and see if they can pull some the other way as well.
Yeah, I saw that quote that you put up on your Twitter feed a couple of days ago, and I was intrigued by that. That's the what. I want to talk about the why and get your opinion on this, John. I've said for a while, like, I understand that coaches are there's probably no world in which coaches are going to like NIL. It makes their job harder. None of us like things that make our jobs harder. And I get that. But if you got a guy like an RJ Godfrey, if it is true that he's transferring because he wanted to start and he was going to be a reserve guy at Clemson, I've kind of reached the point where I would want to take a Brad Brunell or a Dabo Swinney or anybody else and go, if that's the type of kid on the team, aren't you better off letting them go than sitting around complaining about it? Kind of when you see these names, especially like RJ Godfrey, and you see them hit the portal, what's your personal reaction to all of it?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I'm a reporter, so I try to keep, you know, my emotions and feelings out of it. But as far as Brad Brunell, I understand why he's a little frustrated. I mean, you spent 2 years developing this guy. You know, he was very limited. It's kind of more of just an interior paint presence. Was not a great free throw shooter. By the end of the year, you got him to the point where he's able to hit 8 of 8 from the, you know, from the line in the NCAA tournament, which was huge. Obviously, you know, RJ deserves credit for doing that himself as well. But, you know, also becoming more of a productive scorer inside, you know, you put all this effort into expanding his game and you feel like he's just starting to come into his own. And now, you know, he hits the transfer portal, you know, and so I get why the coaches are frustrated. But yeah, I mean, in terms of, maybe it's better just let that guy walk. Yeah, you don't want people who aren't committed, who don't really value kind of what you bring to the table or who are demanding things. I mean, the thing that's kind of odd about...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, what his dad, Randall, said on Twitter is that he already knows he's not starting next year. I mean, we're months away from the actual season. So he had an opportunity over the next several months potentially earn a starting spot or to, you know, be a sixth man who comes off the bench and plays 25 minutes. I mean, what's really the difference there? And I can kind of, you know, see all that, you know, from a coach's perspective, you know, what they would maybe feel about that. So, yeah, it's frustrating, but yeah, at the end of the day, like you said, I mean, if a guy doesn't want to be there, if he wants to go somewhere else, he feels like that's a better opportunity. You'd rather not have that person sticking around being upset. So, you know, it is what it is. Guys are going to leave nowadays, especially with NIL and the offers they can get there as well. And you have to, you know, again, find those core group of guys. I think in the comment that Brad Brunell said, it's like you just hope to have 7 or 8 that you can bring forward to the next year and you kind of figure out the rest. Right now, it's really only about a handful of guys, but they got to find the rest that they can kind of, you know, build in around those guys.
John Blau from the Post and Courier joins us on Mondays to talk Clemson athletics. Let's flip it over to baseball. John dropped 2 out of 3 against NC State, but 11-4 in conference play. I know there's been some roster management, moving a front end guy back into the bullpen, etc. Can you just give me kind of the overall rundown for Clemson baseball? Still inside the top 5, but a team they swept in Florida State, now one spot behind them. Not a great weekend for Clemson. Real good season so far. Where do you stand on Clemson ball right now?
Yeah, I mean, they were incredibly hot. They were doing things that, you know, just aren't sustainable. I mean, they were getting behind a lot and coming back. I mean, they were kings of the comeback. You know, and then they kind of had a little bit of a dip there in the last game at Notre Dame. They were up 11-2. Notre Dame came all the way back in the last couple innings, tied it up, and they had to win in extra innings. So they lost that game to USC Upstate in the midweek. And Coach Bakich said, you know, it's kind of like eating humble pie. It's like we didn't really experience the loss at Notre Dame, so now we're going to get to experience it. And then they drop another game to NC State. You know, they're kind of kicking the ball around on the infield. Then the bats go completely dead the next game, three-game losing streak. But, again, it's baseball. You're going to lose games. I mean, they started so incredibly hot. You're going to have a skid in the opposite direction at some point, just things correct that way. And they were able to, you know, get a win on Sunday, which felt like more than just one win. I mean, it felt like it kind of broke down kind of the mental wall that was building up for them. They had 19 straight innings where they didn't score a run. It's not like Clemson, especially the team that's been able to, again, score runs in bunches to make comebacks. And so to get that 7-0 win on Sunday kind of helped, you know, build some, you know, maybe positive momentum back in the other direction. They've had great pitching. Ethan Darden, his four runs given up on Saturday, only one of them was earned. So he had a bunch of errors in the field, and Aiden Canock through eight innings had 10 strikeouts. The rotation looks really good, especially with Tristan Smith, the sophomore, coming back from an ankle injury. They just got to get those bats, you know, consistently going, and I think they feel better about it after Sunday's performance.
John Blau from the Post and Courier joins us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Talk to me a little bit about, I know we mentioned it just a minute ago, but as far as the pitching for this baseball team, I know we've had some moves. You've got guys like Aiden Canack who are out there playing exceptionally well. You also had, and I'm blanking on the name, but the pitcher moved from the starting spot back out to the bullpen. As far as the comeback from behind efforts, has this been a struggle with front end pitching this year that Clemson's trying to get cleaned up right now?
Again, I don't know if it's cleanup or, again, Tristan Smith, who's been out for about 3 or 4 weeks, you know, with an ankle injury, he's about to come back. And yeah, I think you were mentioning basically Austin Gordon. Yeah. He was a guy that, you know, he pitched a lot last spring, and then in the summer had a tired arm, had to put the ball down in the fall, tried to ramp back up to be kind of one of those weekend starters they were kind of counting on. It never really came together. I mean, he had an ERA that I think was around 8, which wasn't good. And so they just thought, okay, let's see if we can move him to the back end at closer, pick up his velocity a little bit, be able to use him multiple times on a weekend. And yeah, he's been really good in that closer role thus far. His first three appearances as the defined closer, he had 3 saves. And so, yeah, the front end maybe is coming together a little bit in terms of, again, Smith coming back. Ethan Darden has kind of planted the flag as a guy that's probably going to be a weekend guy like he was last year. Initially was coming out of the bullpen. And then, like you mentioned, Aiden Canock has been absolutely phenomenal as a freshman. So it's kind of been more just kind of figuring out roles, moving things around. I think the pitching has done enough for the most part. I think the bullpen could be a little bit better. I mean, there's been a couple guys, Rob Hughes, Nick Clayton, who've given up some runs. But yeah, for the most part, I think the pitching's been fine. It's just, you know, in the field, not playing defense behind them, way too many errors. And then, you know, at times, again, like Saturday, we get shut out 4-0, not getting the bats working. And that's not, you know, common for Clemson. I mean, it's a reason they started 28-3. I mean, they've always been able to get the bats going at some point. So feels like maybe that was a little bit of an anomaly that they're getting that sorted out and got that sorted out on Sunday with a 7-0 win.
John Blau covers Clemson Athletics for the Post and Courier. He joins us every Monday morning at 8:40 to talk Clemson sports. John, my man, appreciate it. Big dog. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rob.
You got it. John Blau, you can follow him on Twitter at John Blau, JON_BLAU. Appreciate his time as always.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.